If I now talk about Arrol Street, which I mean, I've got really fond memories of Walkley and my growing up days. I mean, it was just like two rows of terraced houses from top to bottom. It was flat at the bottom, and then it was a slight slope on the hill, and we lived just at the bottom of this hill on the slope. And it was really I mean, we were all poor, but we were all poor together, so you didn't know that you were deprived. I mean, toilets were outside, but we got a lovely garden. Some had got yards and some had got gardens. We had a garden, which were fortunate because my dad was a keen gardener. We got characters like everywhere else. A policeman lived opposite, which were useful, but if you didn't want anything to see it, I mean, everybody clammed up if, you know, so that he didn't find out about what people were doing. But, I mean, they weren't nasty things. They were more sort of likeable rogues that we'd got in the street, if you like. A bit like Del Boy. And I mean, it was a community atmosphere. If you didn't lock your door until you went to bed at night, you know, and if you wanted to go shopping and you needed people to look after you, you've got neighbours and they just say, oh, keep an eye on so-and-so, I'm going wherever. And it was just a noted thing. And although you hadn't got much, people shared. I remember vividly, we had coal fires in them days at the house, and there was a little woman that lived at the back of the house. It wasn't officially a courthouse as such, but a family lived at the front, and she had a bed in the downstairs room, and they just shared the kitchen. And she used to stand for hours. I remember her vividly standing at bottom. They used to have a wrap-over floral pinafore, and she used to stand with her arms folded. And of course, when it were cold, my mum used to feel sorry for her. And I mean, we had nothing at all money wise. My dad were out of work for a long time after war. She used to say, go and take, I can't remember her name now, but she used to say, go and take a bucket full of coal to Mrs. whatever her name was. And me and my middle sister, we used to shovel it into a little zinc bucket. And we used to be either side of the handle, and we used to take it down to, you know, to help her keep warm, really. But I mean, that was the kind of thing that everybody did. It weren't just us, you know, people sort of rallied round together.